From Washington, this is VOA News. Dave DeForest reporting. European leaders reject early talks with Britain. The leaders of Germany, France, and Italy met Monday and decided there will be no talks with Britain concerning its withdrawal from the European Union until EU's Article 50 is triggered. That official notice from Britain of its intent to leave the EU is not expected to come until a new prime minister replaces David Cameron, probably in September. British Finance Minister George Osborne, meanwhile, says the British economy, despite Brexit, is fundamentally strong.
There will be an adjustment in the months ahead, but I think we are well placed to meet that adjustment. And our message to businesses, large and small, is very simple. Britain is open for business.
That message was repeated later in the day by Prime Minister Cameron in his first address to Parliament since the Brexit vote.
Of course, I don't take back what I said about the risks. It is going to be difficult. We've already seen that there are going to be adjustments within our economy, complex constitutional issues, and challenging new negotiation to undertake with Europe.
Financial services company Standard & Poor's removed the United Kingdom's coveted AAA status on Monday because of the Brexit vote. Fitch also dropped Britain's rating, and Sky News says Moody's agency is expected to downgrade Britain's rating. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Monday that states do not have the right to impose what it called undue burdens on abortion facilities, thus limiting the ability of women to get abortions. In another case, the court refused to loosen federal restrictions that prevent people with domestic assault convictions from owning guns. The 6-2 ruling is a victory for gun control advocates, and the court voted unanimously to throw out a corruption conviction of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell. This is VOA News. U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama visited a leadership camp for girls in Liberia Monday. It's part of an effort to promote girls' education in Africa. The United States has sworn in its first ambassador to Somalia in 25 years. Ambassador Stephen Schwartz took his oath of office in Washington Monday.
Progress in the past decade has been steady and significant, but huge challenges remain. We all know that Somalia is beset today by the depredations inflicted by al-Shabaab, an affiliate of Al-Qaeda.
Schwartz is a senior foreign service officer who served as deputy chief of missions in Zambia. The TV talk show host, who had been critical of the Egyptian government, was detained Monday. Lillian Daoud was taken from her Egyptian home by passport officials who said her work visa is no longer valid. It is believed authorities want to deport her back to her native Lebanon. Daoud's detention comes amid a growing crackdown in Egypt on the media. Hundreds of high school students marched in Cairo calling for the resignation of the education minister. The protests followed the arrest of several officials on charges of leaking cheat sheets for national exams and putting them on Facebook. French prosecutors have opened a manslaughter probe into the May 19th crash of an Egypt Air jetliner. That plane went down in the Mediterranean, killing all 66 people aboard. Officials say the inquiry is an accident investigation and not a terrorism probe. The Israeli and Turkish prime ministers have announced the restoration of full diplomatic relations. Dorian Jones takes a look.
Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim announced the countries will restore their ambassadors as soon as possible. The re-establishment of full diplomatic relations follows more than a year of secret negotiations. Relations collapsed when Israeli commandos killed 10 Turkish activists who tried to sail to Gaza, which was under naval blockade in 2010. Under the deal, Yildirim said Israel will pay families of the dead activists $20 million in compensation. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The Kremlin says Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has apologized to Russian leader Vladimir Putin for shooting down a Russian military jet last year. The pilot of the plane was killed. A spokesman says Mr. Erdogan says he wants to restore friendly relations between Turkey and Russia. Spain's acting Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy says since his People's Party won the most votes in the repeat parliamentary elections on Sunday, it therefore has a right to govern. The PP won 137 seats, 14 more than the last election, but still short of the 176 needed for an absolute majority in the Spanish Parliament. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.